This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Colleen Moore, Colleen Moore, date of birth 10/19/1952, date of appointment 10/10/2023, requesting physician Nicole Higgins, NicoleHiggins. Dear Nicole Higgins, I have the pleasure of seeing Colleen Moore today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 70-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 12/5/2022. Because she could not see on the left side, she was thinking that it would go away itself. But when it did not go, then she went to the hospital. There was no weakness, no numbness, no speech problem. MRI of the brain done, which shows infarction in the inferior medial right occipital lobe. Also punctate recent occipital infarction in the left parietal lobe. MRI also shows 2 mm aneurysm in the left MCA. Besides the vision problem, she was fine. Today she is here in my office for follow-up. She is still having shadow on the left side, lives in the assisted living, feels dizzy. Knees wants to buckle. She is going to see a cardiologist. Past medical history. GERD, hyperlipidemia, depression, hypertension, asthma, past surgical history, none, allergy, naproxen and tramadol. Medications, Breztri, Aerosphere, Diphenhydramine, Vitamin D3, Albuterol, Aspirin, 325 mg daily, Atorvastatin, 80 mg daily, Clopidogrel, 75 mg daily, Hydroxyzine, Ketoconazole, Metoprolol, Montelukast, Omeprazole, Venlafaxine. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. Lives in the assisted living. Family history, non-contributory. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she's having left-sided blurry vision. Physical examination, blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light, extraocular movement intact, left visual field cut present. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides. finger to nose node dysmetria. There is no pronator drifted, no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5. Deep tender reflex is 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 70-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, right inferomedial occipital lobe infarct. Number two, punctate occipital infarct in the left parietal lobe. Number three, 2 mm aneurysm in the left MCA. Number three, left visual field cut. Number four, gait ataxic. Next paragraph. At this time, I will continue the aspirin 325 milligram PO daily, Plavix 75 milligram PO daily, and atorvastatin 80 milligram PO daily. I will repeat the MRI and MRA of the brain in 1 year. I would like to see her back in my office in about 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.